This is WGXC's congressional report tracking the votes, words, and actions of Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck representing the 19th Congressional District, and Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam from the 20th Congressional District. The 538.com website reports that so far, the first-term Congressperson Delgado votes with Donald Trump's positions 4.7% of the time. Since Democrats took over the House of Representatives, Tonko also votes with Trump's positions 2.3% of the time. In the previous congressional session, Tonko voted with Trump 22.6% of the time. Congress is currently on its recess.
John Campbell is reporting for the Poughkeepsie Journal. The presence of Mark Molinaro, Dutchess County Executive and 2018 gubernatorial candidate, at the Schoharie County Republican Party's annual summer fundraiser September 1st raised eyebrows as some GOP officials are said to be pushing him to challenge U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado in 2020. Molinaro has so far said little about the possibility of a congressional run. Schoharie County Republican Chair and State Assembly Member Chris Teague said, and I quote, "I don't know if he's considering it, but I know there are a lot of people in the Republican Party that are hoping he does. I think he'd make a great candidate, that's for sure," end quote. When asked about the possibility of challenging Delgado, Molinaro said, and I quote, "As flattering as the interest may be, I just came off a statewide race. Right now, I'm just focused on running for re-election. I really am," end quote. So far, three Republicans have declared their intention to run against Delgado: Ola Hawatmet, Anthony German, and Mike Roth. Hawatmet is a fashion designer and co-founder of the Middle Eastern Women's Coalition, a right-leaning group that endorsed Donald Trump in 2016. German is a retired former adjunct general of the New York National Guard, and Roth is campaigning on splitting off upstate New York into a new state. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, held what essentially was a town hall meeting about affordable housing at Bliss Towers in Hudson September 4th. WGXC broadcast the meeting live on 90.7 FM and has a recording in the WGXC audio archives. More than 70 people squeezed into the community room at Bliss Towers to ask the congressperson questions. Delgado said funding from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has decreased. Delgado said, and I quote, "As the need is increasing, the funding to enable to address the need is declining."
The first piece about home ownership and how we can provide more programming to ease the costs associated, the local property, all the taxes that are associated with it. How do we help homeowners deal with that? There's a lot of federal programs right now that are designed, and I mentioned this, the low income tax credit, for example. There's a lot of credits that are designed to help investment in rental buildings, but there aren't as many federal programs designed to provide tax credits in a meaningful way for homeowners. And I think if we do a better job in the federal government devising a tax scheme that enables young homeowners, particularly homeowners who aren't wealthy, an ability to earn credit towards their home, that can alleviate some of the more local dynamics that are ongoing on the ground.
First Ward Alderperson Kamal Johnson, a WGXC volunteer programmer, also running for mayor as a Democrat, organized the event and introduced Delgado and said, and I quote, "One of the things we wanted to do in hosting this event is make sure that our congressman hears from the people that are being affected by the housing issue. It's different when we get statistics and different things like that than when you hear a person's story and you put a face to the story," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth C. Crow II reports for the Albany Times-Union that Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam who represents Albany County, is already working on getting an accurate full census count next year. Tonko estimates that about a third of the Capital Region's households, or 114,045, won't complete their 2020 census forms after they arrive next March. Estimates are that each uncounted person costs New York $2,000 per person per year in federal funds. Tonko mentioned that an undercount could cost his own job, as a low count could reduce the size of the state's congressional delegation. Tonko said at a press conference September 3rd in Albany, and I quote, "We need to be committed to a fair and accurate count," end quote. He was also hosting events promoting census awareness in Half Moon, Troy, and Schenectady. Read more about this story in the Albany Times Union.
Paul Tonko does not list any public events on his website any week, including this one, and Antonio Delgado does not have any public events on his public website this week. This has been the WGXC Congressional Report. Tune in every week as WGXC tracks how your congressmen vote in Washington and what they're saying about the issues.